Welcome back to your favorite podcast. Maybe, who knows? Either or, if you're a first timer, we welcome you. We truly hope you get something out of the show. That's the goal, ain't that right, my man?
Yeah.
We're going to be doing a lot of laughing. Hopefully you do too. And hopefully you learn something. We're going to be talking about Josh's new and improved lawnmower.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to be talking about some baseball stuff. Got some goofy ass dad jokes for you. Even though tomorrow is Mother's Day, we love them all.
Faux show.
You're tuned in to the one and only Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast coming out of Casper, Wyoming. I am your host, Stevie V, and sitting next to me, giving you those funky underground sounds,
Joshin'.
Bicycle Podcast.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
The crowd's here too.
Welcome everybody to the show. It is a beautiful day here right now.
Yes, sir.
In Casper, Wyoming.
Yes, it is.
We got the shut the one big garage door because of the sound. If you were wondering what the very first clip that you were listening to at the beginning of the show, we had to wait for the new neighbors to get done weed eating. Man, I don't know about, well, I'm sure hopefully our wonderful listeners, dude, every time you come with that hotness, dude.
Thanks.
Well, it was kind of when we were messing around earlier, and it was pretty crazy. Obviously, nobody was here outside of him and I, but it was pretty cool how there was other sound clips that were loaded on there, And then when you were like, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you seen, like, your progress on the, dude, that's pretty badass,
yeah.
man.
Heck yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's like anything else. I guess you get better.
Yeah.
The more you do it, you should anyways.
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I've been thinking, too, a lot just, like, about how much, like, the podcast has grown.
Right.
And, like, dude, it...
They agree. They agree.
We truly,
better agree.
Yeah, we truly appreciate it. All the newer people that have been listening to the show, of course, we got to give a shout out to Paul Hack that was on from the Casper Spuds last episode, last
Heck
week.
Yeah. Yes, people. Ah, there you go.
We truly hope to see some of you on May 23rd for opening day. I'm going to put the link down in the show notes to get the tickets. Opening day, if you buy one, you get one free.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that's, dude, that, yeah. I'm already getting chills, dude. Like, my hair, like, opening day is, like, pretty gnarly. And plus, like, you know, when Paul was here, too, you know what I mean? It's just, like, it's amplifying
everything. It was cool. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was cool for sure.
But they got a bunch of other things happening that weekend as well. The 24th is Educators Night. So if I remember correctly, didn't he say if you are some form affiliated with the school system?
Right. If you're an educator.
Yeah. You get in free, if I remember.
Right.
Or you get a discount or something.
Yes.
I apologize.
It's your night.
Yep.
Either way.
Also, this one's pretty cool. June 20, or man, I'm jumping ahead of schedule.
Okay.
The 25th. I can't remember if it was the 25th or the 26th. That was the barbecue thing. You're just going to have to go down and click that link.
Check them out, man.
The other episode, too. Obviously, all of our... Ooh, he's calling right now. Should we answer the phone? Not Paul, but Coach Casey.
Sure, sure, man. Ooh, we had the ringtone.
Yeah, everything. The ringtone is on here, too. Is this Coach Casey with the Middle of the Road podcast?
This is Coach Casey with the Middle of the Road podcast.
Yes. Dude, you dropped in on like the perfect time. And just talking about the last episode, Paul was on, the owner of the Casper Spuds. Opening day and that weekend is going to be amazing. Click that link down below. How are you doing, Mr. Coach Casey?
I'm doing good, man. Been a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not a good. Well, hopefully a good one.
It's been. I helped my daughter get a car today. And
ooh.
Fun. So.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, I'm really glad that you joined us because this episode's actually about dad stuff.
Okay.
Josh just got himself a new lawnmower.
Yeah.
Did you?
Congratulations.
Thanks.
This thing is so pimp, man.
It's pretty sweet. I'm stoked.
Milwaukee.
What you got there, buddy? I come from a lawn mowing background. I used to own a lawn mowing company. I sold commercial lawnmowers, so.
Nice. I got a Milwaukee one. I'm a Milwaukee guy.
Okay.
I have tons of tools for work.
Is it electric?
Yeah, the new one.
Okay.
And it's all, self-propelled and badass.
A push mower? Is it like a walk-behind push mower?
Yeah.
Okay, hell yeah. All right. You don't got a big yard.
No.
It's got lights on it even, dude.
Dude, I can mow at nighttime. That's the cool. That's why I got the thing, mainly. Yeah. It's because I get off work and it's late, and I'm like, dude, I don't want to start up my loud-ass mower and Yeah, this thing is
be got, that guy. So now you got a quiet mower. You're just a weirdo walking through his yard with a light in the middle of the night.
They right. Yes, exactly.
Sure what you're doing, but every yeah. every morning the yard's freshly cut.
Right? Yeah, I exactly. was
just out there at night cutting his yard.
Yeah. And it's got awesome like suspension, whatever you want to call it, the up and down, 7 different levels. You barely got to touch the knob and move it. It's pretty yeah. sweet.
All right, we got an easy adjustment for your height of cut of height.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I can do. This I can
model,
do.
This model also charges your phone.
Right.
I actually have some of the specs brought up.
Oh,
I'm stoked on this now too because Casey joined as well.
You know? Dude, it has the coolest thing to me that I need to try out, and I'll let you know that it has a reverse for the blade. So, like, if you're cutting wet grass and it gets all clogged up in there, you just hit the reverse.
Back it off.
You hit the reverse on the blade, and it pushes it. Yeah, it knocks everything out, supposedly. We'll see.
So, according to this chart per Milwaukee.
Yeah, he has one too.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Mike. Yeah. Good job, guys.
According to this Milwaukee chart from the website, the battery-powered... for the average, Milwaukee has it top tier. Coming in second was 200cc gas competitor. So it doesn't actually give the name.
Right.
Okay. The last one is the 56-volt battery competitor. Mm. Milwaukee's top of the brand right there, man. That's
cool. I love the chainsaw, man. I've had the chainsaw for like 4 years. That thing.
We used to sell a brand. It was called Ego.
Yep. I have a weed eater right. That's Ego.
Yeah, they were not bad. I mean, we didn't do real good with them because a lot of places sold them.
Right.
So being a, you know, it was hard to, like, actually sell them. But they were a good product, man. I mean, most of those electric ones are decent. Milwaukee's a good name, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm stoked for you as well, man.
I can. I like hanging out at nighttime, dude. That's why I like Milwaukee. I can go camping and I can chop trees.
Neighbors don't think you're weird at all.
I know. We were talking about that earlier. I was like, dude, somebody's going to call the police. Like, what is that thing that's like out there with lights on it?
Quiet. I just hear like a.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying.
Is he going to be vacuuming his lawn? This weirdo.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
The Mills police is going to show up and be like, sir, are you on drugs?
Dude, I can take the thing camping.
Just the legal ones.
I can take it camping and mow where I want going to put my tent and shit.
It's...
Hell yeah, I think it folds up almost into the suitcase side. You can just think, load
oh,
that
it's
thing
heavier
and
than
it.
Shit, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy.
They are pretty stout. If you take all the batteries out and stuff, they're not as bad. But,
well, no, not even. It takes
pretty damn stout.
It takes two. It came with two 12.0 batteries.
God dang it. Is Milwaukee sponsoring this segment?
I hope so.
Collection right here.
Right. Yeah. I hope so, dude.
We
I
were
have
talking
a
about
lot.
This earlier. I was like, I dude, they should be most money spent on this shit.
God damn, we'll send them this. We'll try to stay clean enough to send them a segment where they'll maybe pay us like $10 for it at
yeah,
least.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm gonna hashtag it.
No, like, I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna go to. I'm gonna
Milwaukee podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the contractors here in town and be like, hey, next time
dude,
you guys
cool
have a Milwaukee show,
if, like,
we're gonna do the podcast.
That would be cool. We'll get some video shit set up where like they send us all their new free tools, and I'm here messing, doing some stuff, and you guys are there doing some stuff. Or well, they'll fly us all three out to Milwaukee to let us like. Try out all their new tools and do a podcast. That'd be badass.
Yeah, I'm down. Yeah. I'm down.
How do you
I've
feel
always
about
wanted
this,
to be a Milwaukee dude.
Dude, I'll be honest. I'm team DeWalt guy, but I might jump over for a pass
dude.
Like that. You know, because DeWalt ain't giving me shit. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
And now
I'm telling
Decker
you.
Bought them out. I don't owe them shit. You know, I just got a bunch of their tools, you know.
Oh, I know. I hear you. But yeah, I'm stoked. It looks pretty fucking cool.
It's the M18 fuel
have you
model.
Used it yet? Yep. You haven't used it yet?
No, I literally just took it out of the box when I got over to Stevie's to do the podcast. There.
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys should have freaking mowed a couple passes with it. Well, you got thing did.
I had to charge the batteries first.
Maybe we'll do a live demo while you're doing the show. I mean, hell, it's going to be dark anyway, and that's the reason why you got it.
Right? Word.
You know, maybe you can go out there, do a couple. Right. We'll try to get you some audio on you and go out there and let you do a test couple passes, you know.
The dude, batteries,
to be honest, this thing's the best electric mower I've ever used. It's the only electric mower
I've ever used. It will
definitely
be
the best.
How crazy would that be with the new neighbors that just moved in?
Right. Hell yeah.
Dude, you've already got a ticket for having. They're probably the ones that called the freaking cops on you for that car sitting there, bro.
Oh, no, dude. No. Yeah, that was lame.
I'm not
as
trying
fuck
to start no beef.
Yeah. Kid seems pretty cool. Rocks a mullet. Randy Savage shades. No children.
Right.
No children.
You said, okay.
Yeah.
He seems like a pretty cool dude.
So far.
Yeah, we puffed out the magic dragon to see where it would go. We'll see what happens.
All right. Invite him over for like a barbecue or like just do something weird like, hey, we're all having some sausage later. You want to come over?
Right? Yeah.
It's just some smoked sausage, man. Just me and four of my buddies get together and smoke sausage and eat it. Do you want to come over? See what he says, you know, find out what kind of cat he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's a good idea.
I mean, he seems like a danger cat.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't charge the batteries. Were in the middle of charging and it's too loud for our microphones. I can hear it and I don't like it. So I unplugged them.
It was like Josh could hear it more than I could. Well, I mean, I could still hear it, but it was that's why he's the sound guy. He's like, I don't like it, unplug it. Okay.
Heard some reverb or something going on in there.
Yeah, it was just it was humming. It sounded weird.
Well, hopefully it's not me. I mean, when I'm humming, I'm just humming.
Like, oh no, dude, you're good.
Oh no.
What else about this lawnmower? Let's see. There was one other little stat.
Oh.
Full throttle. It'll under 1 second.
Well, yeah. Electric motors.
Oh, electric. They're 100% torque. You're crazy, dude.
It says 3,300 RPMs, 0.7 seconds.
Sweet.
I mean, you're not effing around with that sucker.
Right, I know. My lawn's going to be sorry it ever grew.
What's its runtime? Does it give you an estimated runtime?
Let's see.
With the two 12.0 batteries, I don't know for sure.
We'll see.
I think it says I can do two football fields.
The cut capacity is like 21 inches.
Yep, that's the cut size.
Right.
How far across the cut? 21 inch cut.
You can store it vertically.
I know
that's another thing.
I know. Yeah, like a soup case. That's what I was talking about, man.
Take that sucker with you, dude.
All kinds of places with you.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they're going to have an attachment for all the loadout stuff where I could snap it into the shit I mount to my garage wall.
Throttle spawns instant. I'm not seeing the... Well, that's another thing, too, I guess, if you think about it. Like, as far as, like, the battery runtime, like, if you're running at full throttle, it's going to run out faster.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? But if you're just, like, you know, not... You know, half-assing,
right?
The battery would last a little longer, right?
Right. Maybe. My yard ain't too big.
I don't know. That is a good question. I'm not seeing anything about that on here, man.
Well, you're going to find out.
Yeah, we're going to have to talk to Milwaukee about this.
I have the book. I just didn't bring it in here. Yeah. It tells you it in there, I'm sure.
It is a pretty lawnmower.
It's pretty.
Purdy.
I like black and red, too, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it here online right now, you know. Just
it's got awesome side lights and headlights. So it lights up all the way around you. So people are going to be
Did you buy it at Northern Tool or did you buy it at?
I got it off the Cornwall truck, so I paid a little more than what it's supposed to be worth, but I haven't paid for it yet. You know what I mean?
It's not stolen, though. Okay, right. For the record.
No interest, no nothing. Yeah. I just got it off the Cornwall truck, so I give him money every month, and we're good to go.
It didn't fall off the truck.
No. Hell no.
For $60 a month, you too can own a Milwaukee M18.
Right. Right. Pretty close to that, yeah. That deal.
It is an amazing lawnmower.
But, you know, like I said, my main thing, we went to a tool show and they had one and you could sit there and screw with it. And the thing was super quiet and it had headlights. And I'm like, dude.
Oh, it's been so, many times. Okay, so you've actually operated one.
I never mowed grass.
A freaking mower.
Right? Yeah, find a Cornwell truck. You don't even got to give them all the money right away.
Like, shout out to Cornwell too.
Oh yeah,
like a Mack truck or whatever. Mm-hmm. What's the other one? You know,
like Snap-on and shit. Yeah, same kind of shit. Yeah,
I got you. If you're not familiar, if you're in the industry, Snap-on comes around and sells you nice and awesome tools, but a little bit overpriced. But the reason you can justify it is they'll let you pay for it over a couple year cycle.
Right.
And, you know, you can justify it. Take a little bit here, there, and you get a lifetime warranty on a bunch of their stuff. I don't know. I mean, not on this, obviously. You do get
a five-year
warranty on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty standard in the electric push mower game.
So. Hell yeah.
Dude, yeah.
Well,
dude.
I'm just getting my foot in
there. Yeah.
Just now going to figure it out.
All right.
Well,
I've only used a DeWalt, and that I barely used on grass because we just did a little demo because we were carrying them at work for a little bit, and then I used an Ego a couple times, and it was a little different than using electric, but it definitely for a home lawn, it would be completely fine because I'm a commercial guy.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we were trying to figure it out how we would do it commercially because there's a bunch of these companies going to the electric stuff. And they're you know, getting charging stations and batteries and backup batteries. And
California, you have to.
Yep.
If you live there. But I don't, and I won't. But
yeah. We.
I wouldn't mind living in San Diego. You know, I'll still say that. I'll abide by all their crazy laws if I could get just enough money to live in San Diego. Because if you've ever been there or you ever get a chance to go, it's the only thing I could. It's just the environment there. It's freaking cool as shit, man.
Yeah.
And the weather is just like the best weather I've ever been a part of.
Right.
He doesn't live in San Diego, but he lives in California. One of my best friends grew up the fucking dude. Moved out there a long time ago, had a couple kids. He's like so ready to move back to South Dakota just because of all the bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It's so expensive, man. Oh, yeah, it's so expensive and all the crazy stuff going on, man.
Yeah, but.
Of course, that's like people that grew up in Wyoming or some of those places, and now everybody's, or, you know, I don't know where, but, like, people are buying up all that land out there, and it's getting expensive to live even in the places where it used to be cheap to live. Where we live is cheap. I mean, we live in one of the cheapest places to live. Nobody wants to live in Kansas, and I get it.
Speaking of that, So
are you moving to Kansas? No.
Negative. Toto. I seen you guys got did you get hit with some tornadoes, man?
They were supposed to. We were in what they call a PDS, a particularly dangerous situation.
But
we got lucky. There was some Oklahoma but we were in a bad area, what they say was like the perfect storm. They had Weather Channel and all these people up here, and we didn't end up getting much, man.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah, that's good, man.
Yeah. It kind of sucks for all the hype given to it, but yes, yes. I was extremely fortunate that you're glad, you know, we just got some, you know, really just some high wind. We didn't get much rain or anything out of it.
Yeah. Well, like I seen some of, on the news and stuff, I like watching the bunny ears stuff in the morning while I'm drinking my coffee. But anyway, they're like some of those reporters that do that shit. Like, how are the people that you're interviewing not lashing out on you right now? The questions?
Right.
Hey, so how is this impacting you right now?
So you lost all of your stuff, yeah, and you're going to have to try to figure out how to recreate your life. What do you want? What do you miss the most?
Yeah,
you know, dude. I mean, not to be weird, but what do you miss the most?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Right.
That's kind of in all those situations, you know, a mass shooting, a bombing, bad weather, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, they're out there asking them just some of the strangest stuff, you know, like, what did you see? Like, was there anybody there you love got killed? How does that make you feel? And like, well, not good.
Yeah. Dummies. Did you see the Northern Lights last night? That's another hot topic.
I don't know if you can from there.
I might have smoked some Northern Lights last night, but I did not.
Yeah, buddy. I had no idea what was going on, and
I did not myself.
Junior, I know he listens to this shit every now and again, but I was sitting there talking to him on the phone, a good friend of mine from back home, it was almost a 2-hour conversation. Well, I'm sitting there scrolling, and my cousin shared a picture on Facebook, and I'm like, dude, are you, like, seeing the Northern Lights right now? He's like, no? What the fuck? And he got up, and he went outside, and he's like, oh, yeah, it is kind of purple over there.
Yeah, I did see a couple. I guess now that you say that, I did see a couple posts of that. You are correct.
I couldn't see anything from over here because, you know, all the trees and stuff. But, I mean, I guess if I would have, like, drove up to the mountain or some shit like that. But
right.
Apparently you can still see them tonight.
Really?
Yeah, 1 hour ago, a story. Could Colorado see Aurora Borealis? More this weekend. In the Colorado area, you might get to see it all over again, the green and purple prettiness of it.
Well, we're kind of.
Yeah. We actually went and visited. We took a little road trip to Colorado the other day. Love that place.
Okay.
Great place. Great people. I never really understood the whole, I think we've talked about this once before, Josh, about how, like, you know, some people are like, oh, fucking people from Colorado or whatever. You know what I mean?
I know it. I was born here. So I know where it comes from.
Oh, really?
Greenies. They got green license plates.
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, people say, the Wyoming license plate turns green in the summer. That's what you tell people.
Oh my, that is so true.
For real, it's always been a thing. It's like everybody, Colorado comes here to fuck off in the summer.
Well, I mean, I guess all of the Colorado people I've encountered were pretty badass. Speaking of that, shout out to the Real Nerds podcast in Denver, Colorado.
Hell yeah.
If you haven't went and checked out their show, you definitely have or need to.
Need to.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That dude was cool as shit.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I think if it would have been like a different, I don't know. Remember how I had the, hey, Casey, have you ever seen a jackalope before?
The band?
No, like the jackalope, like the,
oh, the creature, the
yes, yeah, sir.
Yes, I've seen a picture of one. I've never seen a true one.
Cool. They're here. They're in Wyoming. That's where they come from.
You guys got real jackalopes there?
Yep.
Do you know
aren't those like antlered rabbits?
Jackrabbits.
Yeah. And you know the crazy thing about, so this is how those horns grow. It's from the oil, dude.
Yep.
Okay.
That you won't find them unless there's
oil. What oil?
Where the oil is. Yeah. You know, like if there's no oil under the ground, jackalopes won't be around.
We're in the oil city, my man.
That's a saying. That's what people say. Okay. No jackalopes around, no oil in the ground.
Yeah. Did you just make that up?
I did.
That was fucking amazing, dude.
It works though, right?
Yeah, it does. But yeah,
are they like aggressive? Have you guys ever been attacked by one or anything? Where do they run from you like deers do? Regular rabbits do.
They're kind of like regular rabbits, yeah.
You ever like catch them caught and stuff in their antlers?
Well, when the oil, what did you say? When the oil's not around, they don't come.
If there's no jackalope around, no oil in the ground.
Yeah, that's right. We're not growing leaves. We're growing buds.
Right.
We need to, we need to invest in some jackalopes and then go to different places, and that's how we'll find out where the oil's at. You know, that'll be our test. If they don't like it there, then we're like, well, no oil here.
Well, right. Apparently it's just Wyoming. South Dakota, there's some. Just
they
die. West River.
They die as soon as you fucking take them across the border.
Dude, oh my God. When I moved to Gillette and like all I had was my prison ID and they're like, oh, South Dakota, you're a rabbit choker. So that's probably the
that's where it comes from. Yeah. As soon as they cross into South Dakota, they fucking suffocate.
Just grab them by the fucking throat.
You little motherfuckers ain't allowed around here.
Stay over on your side. Oh man.
That's good.
I wonder if they're as fast as a regular rabbit. I wonder if anybody's ever raced them in a regular rabbit.
I don't know.
There's a statue of one at Wall Drug in South Dakota.
Is there?
Okay. Yes, sir.
What the fuck? Yeah. Why? Why? I don't know. They're from Wyoming.
Yeah. I know.
That's offensive.
Maybe.
Maybe that's why.
They did that just to piss us off. Yeah.
It's like a taunting thing. We got your jackalope.
We found a spot where they stay alive.
Right here, Wall Drug.
Until we kill them.
Oh, man. Too funny.
It's like the deer turning into elk at 7,500 feet.
Yeah.
That's when it happens. Did you know that, Coach Casey?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
We've had the discussion of elk and where they exist and elk versus moose and that before, but we did not know that fact that you gave me.
Yeah. 7,500 feet, deer turn into elk.
Okay. Is that an alive deer? If you just start walking it up there and then it passes 7,500 foot, it turns into an elk. And if an elk comes below 7,500 feet, does it turn into a deer?
I think so. And if you get really close to them and you have a camera, an elk will turn into a moose.
I don't know.
If you're not familiar.
Well, there was, it was after we shut the episode off, but we had the gifted cowboy on. He was the one that was telling us about that as well.
Oh, that was different.
Interesting episode. That was
yeah, that guy
was He was something.
I think today
he's lived a life.
Yes, sir. I think earlier today when we were at Maisie's volleyball game, remember how he was talking about there was a guy that was like really, really tall and all that stuff? I think I seen him, dude.
Really?
Yes.
He was the gifted cowboy?
No. The weird big guy.
Oh, okay.
That was like the shapeshifter or something.
Oh, that he was warning us about.
There are shapeshifters.
Yeah. You just got to look.
I'm really starting to believe it, dude. Like, I wonder how old that person was. He was almost like 7 foot. I
don't know. He might have been like 10.
I know, right?
Maybe he was an alien.
Dude, exactly. I wanted to like Snapchat, take a picture, but like, I don't know. Sometimes
it feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you just try to make it not obvious, like you're doing it as something else. And then that's how you like go up behind him and try to get the kids into the picture and like, wow, this is a really tall volleyball shot. You know, wink, wink.
Right? Hell yeah.
I was.
You see this shape shifting volleyball shot?
I was sitting there like laughing the whole time. And Jessica's like, what's so funny? I'm like, you see that guy over there?
Sweet.
Oh, it's okay to laugh at him, but not take a picture of him.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm the only one that's ever going to remember.
Nobody listens to audio stuff. Yeah. We're cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit about this podcast.
Same. I have one of those, too. Yeah. I have two of those.
Too funny. That was a good show the other night too, by the way. I didn't get the whole live when you guys were doing your live, but
yeah, we've been having some fun again lately. I mean, yeah, we have fun. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's why we keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if I'll ever get big or get rich, or I know I won't, but I don't care. This is my thing, it's my release, and I have a good time, and somewhere between 10 and 45 other people have a good time with me most of the time, closer to 10, but.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yep. You know what? This is actually another amazing topic that we get into as well, because, you know, we love sitting here doing this as well, too. You know what I mean? It's like whatever. You know what I mean? If they listen, they listen. If they don't, they don't. Well, that painting that I entered in that exhibit, I like painted that shit for myself and everything.
Yep.
And that was crazy. And I got second place. You should see some of the shit that, well, I guess I did send it to you, but like, I don't know. I think truly when you do something, you know what I mean? And you do it for yourself, it's to the fucking, to the max, to the T or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I think, in my honest opinion, like, you know, not being biased or anything, but like our podcast, your podcast, shout out to Jed Coburnus and Cody Stokestead with the Off the Cuff, the Real Nerds podcast, them guys out of Denver. That was a cool little connection right there.
For sure.
Cast Ascendancy podcast. Can't forget about Art. That dude always hits me up. Cool shit. You know what I mean? But it's one of those things. It's like, you know, we're just all doing it just because we like to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fuck yeah, man.
And we just keep growing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So I said I got some people that like doing it with me. I got 34 people that do it with me on Spotify, and I got, you know, 20 or 30 on Pod or Apple, and, you know, got people on, you do it on YouTube, and I don't know how many people total, but I mean, there's, even if I said if it's 10 people to 20 people a week or whatever that want to hear what the hell I think matters or care about, then okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, you know, another thing I was thinking about too, I got
55,000 and I get paid some money, that'd be great too. No.
Oh, word. Yeah. Yeah. Another thing too, I was thinking about, you know, like, because your podcast is very consistent as well. You know what I mean? And, like, I believe that some of the people that, you know, have rocked the shit with, you know, everybody from the get-go, like, they just don't have time, you know what I mean, to, oh, shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a new one out, like, not like it's, I don't know how to explain it. Just like Paul was saying, though, you know, he's like, I wish I could sit and listen to it each week.
Right, right.
You know, just different stuff going on. And sometimes,
as I said, I get behind on certain ones, but I try to, you know, and a lot of times I don't get a chance to listen to everyone, or I'm doing some other stuff, or I'll try to listen to them while I'm doing, you know, while I'm at work or whatever. But I try to support quite a few different ones and at least get them a download. And you know, I try to listen anytime I can. But it's, and I get it when people don't. I mean, that's where I said it. You know, I have fans that do. And
is that weird to say that you have fans? That's a good question.
It is kind of weird. You know, I mean, I've only got a handful, but I have people that, usually they'll see I do a Facebook Live, and they may not really, like, I have one guy that doesn't really like doing it, you know, live, because at that time of night, him and his family are doing something. But if he sees that it was live, he'll be like, hey, man, when are you putting out that show? You know, I'm waiting for it to come out. Like, all right, cool, I'll get it out, you know. So at least I know somebody gives a crap, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. For sure.
That's all that matters.
Hell yeah.
Do you I just want you guys to know that I've been keeping up the messing with promoters ever since we talked about it the last time I was on with you. And this week on the show, I'm going to have a killer episode of I'm trying to call it effing with promoters, or what I'm going to call it. But
nice.
Man, I've been getting these guys to.
You still there?
Car accessories and.
Oh, I thought I lost you for a second.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I heard you guys the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, I was like messing with my phone. I was trying to get some shit loaded up.
Okay. Yep, I'm here, brother.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear that shit, man. I get burnt out on responses or trying to respond to them.
Right. You know, I just sit down and I'll have a couple drinks, and then I'll just, or whatever, when I go take a crap at work, and then I'll, you know, I have one guy that we're back probably 10 in a row, and I've basically said the same thing back and forth about being stuck in the foxhole and a guy throwing a flashbang, and I just keep, he'll say something like, what were we talking about? Sorry, money's a little tight right now. I've been getting treatment for a flashbang injury I suffered when Jones' weak arm couldn't even clear the foxhole, and the flashbang went off while we were in there. I've ever told you about that? And then I'll say something else, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, I forget stuff a lot. Once I had a flashbang go off in a foxhole because Jones had a weak arm and couldn't even get it out of there. Have we ever talked about that?
Hell yeah. That's cool, man. I dig it. Hell yeah.
It ends up being fun. It's a release for me.
Right, for sure. I feel the same.
If they're going to waste my time, I'll see if I can waste some of theirs back to where maybe they're not bugging Stevie, you know, Stevie as much. They're just, I go, this guy communicates with us all the time. We haven't sold him anything yet, but one guy's trying to sell me banners, and I'm trying to sell him hand-to-hand online combat courses.
What?
And we're, talking about, we're trying to do a trade-out deal, you know, so.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm stoked about that. That's cool, man. That should be badass.
Man, you.
This guy's name was Jaxton, J-A-X-T-O-N, and he said, hello, do you promote podcasts? And I said, bro, we have something in common. I also Jaxton. He said, do you promote podcasts? I said, can we get to know each other a little bit first? I don't just truly rush into commitment. And he said, yeah, sure. And I said, perfect. Tell me something interesting about yourself. And he said, first, tell me something funny about yourself. And I said, I once wore the same socks for 14 days straight because a girl told me I was looking good on the bus. Now your turn. And he said, I was afraid of a ghost once while sighting on the field. Since then, I don't go into fields anymore. And he said, "Hello, sir. Are you busy?" "Good morning. Hello. Are you busy?" I said, "You catch more flies with honey than you do with 8 messages without a response from me. We just started dating. Calm down." And so, hell anyways, yes. That's just a little example of messing with promoters. You
that
know?
Is beautiful.
I wish I would have recorded it. I had a dude on my phone call me, and me and my buddy were at lunch, and it was over the truck phone, you know, over the radio.
Uh-huh.
And was, yeah, it was pretty bad. I was like, started acting like, was like, "Oh, dude, I need a boyfriend bad." Like, I've been looking for somebody with just your accent, and I'm getting turned on. And this dude got so pissed off.
Really?
So he was like, "Hey, fuck you." It's like all mad. I was like, "Hey, you know, you sound sexy as hell."
This is actually working for me. Keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, dude, he did not like it.
Yell at me. Yeah.
When, well,
I always try to sell them Ginsu knives. That's my go-to. They call me for car insurance, and I say, "We can talk about it, but first, I got to meet too, just like you do, Linda, and I've been selling Ginsu knives for 15 years. I get tired of making cold calls. I get at least 25 or 30 of you guys calling me a day, and I can meet my quota just like you can if we can have a conversation. Can we have a conversation, Linda?" And
hell yeah. You just got to say, "Okay." That's the key. Phone sales.
I forgot to, of course, we got to give a shout out to Little Shop of Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Trailer Park Baker, Two Bulls Tattoo, Debo's Painting, Mobile Onsite Oil, Forbidden Leaf, Harden Fight Company, Active Life Photo, Vander Hayden Design.
Trailer Park Baker?
Yep. I got her. She was the second hitter list. But anywho,
I want to give a shout out to Popeyes. I had my dinner there tonight. It was sweet. Great chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Well, you reminded me of something when we were talking about spam calls and stuff. So when I'm at work, like, I get them motherfuckers too, dude. Yeah. But I can't sit there and like interact with them because it's like, you know, rush, you right. know, the lunch rush and shit. But yeah. I really want to record the DoorDash one because it's fucking hilarious. On the caller ID, it's like spam risk, but you already know who it is. But it's like, "Hello, this is your DoorDash." Sweet.
Heck yeah.
We can see it on the tablet.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah, spammers.
Spammers. I thought you were going to talk about spam.
I did too. I thought when you were at work, like, you get tired of the burgers, you just fry up some spam, you know?
Hell yeah. Sounds good.
Fry it, pork it, spam. Now,
see, you know, unfortunately, to spam, you know, we don't, you know, everything's in-house.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No homemade spam.
Nope.
You know, you guys could maybe that'd be a new item. You know, I've thought about that with my food truck I'm thinking about doing, and called I'm Baked, Get Fried. And we might do like some fried spam, but it'll be homemade. I'm gonna figure out how to do a house spam, you know.
Nice. Hell yeah.
We do a house ketchup and a house spam. And a house meatloaf.
Sweet.
Ooh. Meatloaf off a truck?
Actually, most likely I'll be doing chicken and like fried, you know, like French fries and something. I haven't decided what exactly, but fried food, you know.
You should go with that shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fried dogs.
Well, probably not. Probably not. Maybe corn dogs. Is that what you're going with, maybe?
No, there's like 3 trucks around here that are killing it. That's what they do. One of them wraps them in bacon and then fries them.
Okay, you're still talking corn dogs, right? Not actual dogs.
Just straight up hot dog wrapped in bacon, fried.
Okay, but okay. Not actual dogs, though. Hot dogs. Okay.
Yes, hot dogs. Not a dog. No. Right. No, okay. I'm from America.
I don't know how they do it where you guys are from. I'm just saying, Kansas, we don't do that. So
right. We don't eat canines in Wyoming.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you for the clarification.
You know what's so beautiful about all of this? I was gonna bring something up, and it wasn't about hot dogs, but it was about dogs. Christy
Yamaguchi?
Naomi, the governor of South Dakota, shot the dog.
I heard about that.
Did you see that, Casey?
A bunch of stink going on about that.
You know, it was really funny. So there was something, some meme or some news article or something like that. Well, anyway, shout out to Sean, one of our loyal listeners. He was on the show a while back, but his comment on there. almost every South Dakotan has probably shot their dog at some point in time.
Right.
Get over it.
I think the only thing would be bragging about it.
Word.
Most people don't brag about shooting their dog. Most people, it hurt your feelings to have shot your dog. And I know she wasn't necessarily bragging about it in the book where it was brought up, but at like a certain time, somebody brought it up trying to provoke her. She kind of was like, yeah, I had the courage to do it. And it's just like, well, I mean, there's a lot of people that have the courage to do it. They're just not excited to have had to have done it.
Oh, you know? Word. Right. Okay. So yeah, man,
that would be my only separation. And I'm not saying she was excited. I think that was her way of acting tough. I think anybody that, there are maybe people that do like to shoot dogs, but I think if you have to put your, and like in this case, the dog was killing chickens and apparently was a pain in the ass dog. And you know,
Exactly. It was a hunting dog, I think. I don't know.
I have no
idea. I'm going to buy that book and I'm going to fucking read it.
Okay. I probably won't do that. I'll read the excerpts or maybe the clips.
Okay. Well, I tell you what,
put it on. Yeah, if they ever put it on movie, then I'll watch it. But
oh, where? Yeah. When I seen that, then I was like, oh shit. Well, fucking. I mean, I don't know. I want to see what the stink is, so to speak.
I have a dog that if I was in South Dakota, I probably should have shot by now. It's blind and old and barely getting by, but it still eats and craps and drinks water and sleeps and farts and seems to be fairly happy and not too much pain. So we keep letting it hang out.
Right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love, dude, this episode has went so crazy. We were talking about the lawnmowers.
Oh yeah.
Give him some facts about lawnmowers.
I like that it's the Dad Day podcast on Mother's Day weekend. This is perfect.
We were talking about that before.
Right.
When I was like texting you, thank you for last minute, but Joshua said that. It's like, oh yeah, fuck. Well, we love all of our mothers.
Yes, sir.
Grandmothers.
Wife.
Speak for yourself.
My wife.
Yeah. Casey's like, rookie.
I'm mad at my mom right now, so.
Oh, gotcha. Well, son of a gun. Oh man, what's the weather like there?
Pretty nice. It was it got up into the 80s today. I think it's probably in the 70s right now.
Nice. Yeah, I'm surprised there isn't a bunch of what's a good word for it? Debauchery going on outside.
Debauchery?
Yeah, debauchery, thank you.
Going on outside, like outside here, or what do you mean?
Well, here, I guess. Sorry, just because there's usually shit going on, sirens.
You can. Oh yeah, we had all kinds of stuff going on my street. We had people riding four wheelers and dirt bikes and kids all over. It was a
beautiful day.
Evening. So,
Hell yeah,
it is 71 here right now. Beautiful out.
Nice. It's a beautiful day here. as well. See, this is like more dad talk stuff. Do you got any dad jokes? I got a couple things loaded up here. Ooh, here's a good hot topic for right now. Did you know that Stevie Wonder thinks Drake and Kendrick Lamar's battle is a distraction to real problems going on right now? Per TMZ.
Well, it would have been better if you would have said that Stevie Wonder didn't see the beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar forming, you know.
But at the same time, it's like, fucking, dude, I don't know. Dumb.
What do you call an angry carrot?
I'm not sure. An angry carrot? Veggie.
Yeah, an angry carrot is a steamed veggie.
Ooh. You want to go ahead and repeat that one more time? No, Josh is back and he's got the headphones.
Okay, sorry.
You're good, buddy.
What do you call an angry carrot?
I don't know.
A steamed veggie.
Sweet. That's a good one. That's good.
Let's see. Here we go. How do you make a tissue dance?
Blow it.
Put a little boogie in it.
Jeez. Yep.
What's Forrest Gump's password?
Jenny, I don't know.
One Forrest. One. Wow. And this is where everybody stops.
Why do cows wear bells?
I don't know.
Because their horns don't work.
Yeah. What do you call a lady with one leg?
I don't know.
Eileen.
Okay.
I'm getting what you're putting down now.
Why did the bicycle fall over?
I don't know.
Because it was too tired.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Damn. That one takes some thinking.
Yeah.
Instead of three-wheeled, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're all original.
Have you ever watched Boiling Water and thought to yourself, you know, rip Boiling Water? Because it'll be myth.
Dude. Oh, there was
the crowd thought it was funny, yeah. Too.
Brought to you by in front of a live studio audience.
Yes. Most of them are alive still.
Hey, okay. Well, the ones we have aboard to death are with their dad jokes.
What keys unlock a banana?
Monkeys.
I don't know.
Good. Yep, you got it, dude.
Ooh.
Where's the studio at? No. There we go.
Oh, monkeys. I get it.
Yeah, dumb. Dumb dad jokes.
What do lawyers wear in court?
Clothes.
Lawsuits.
Ooh, gee. Holy moly. Okay. Man, there was something else that I don't remember.
Me either.
Have you guys, either of you guys bought a new car lately?
No.
Negative.
I did the ultimate dad thing today. Spent 4 hours helping my daughter buy a new car. And then last weekend, I bought myself a newer, it's a 2022 car, and spent 4 hours buying myself a new car. So that's 8 hours. You know, that's a full day of work, community service, whatever you want to call it, right. Buying cars. So
fun. Yeah, well, I don't have to do that yet. I got one. I got a year still.
Well, you got it. Well, my daughter's 22. She's buying this car herself. I just went and helped look and help negotiate the deal and do all the dad stuff.
Sweet. Good job.
Got way, a 2024 Chevy Trailblazer.
Sweet. Ooh.
Four-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive, yes. Nice. It's a two-wheel or all-wheel. So hell yeah. Two-wheel, it's front-wheel or all-wheel. So pretty loaded, nice LT, got heated seats and all that good stuff.
Nice. That's really cool. Now we're on the vehicle talk.
Well, we started with vehicles. I mean, lawnmowers are really just vehicles for, you know, your legs, you know. Yeah. I mean, they're, so.
So shout out to Peanut. He was on the show, I don't remember what episode it was, but anyway, he's been Snapchatting me. He's got a badass fucking 63 Chevy. I believe it's a Bel Air. He's got some Daytons on it. He's been rocking with the, you know, the dudes. They've been bouncing around town. And I think I was going to sell my S10, but I'm just going to put some new shoes on it, so to speak. And I'm going to go roll with the low life crew. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Your S10 you got there, homie?
03. I had a 93 that was dropped and everything, but
I got a 2000.
Ooh, nice, man.
Mine's an extreme, but I ripped all the ground effects off of it, and she's seen better days, but she's still kicking along.
Oh, I believe it. Like a rock, as they say, right?
Yeah, I used to have it. I had blocks. I had lowering blocks on it and cut springs, and had some 17s on it with some little low pose, and had it with a system in it. And
oh, for real?
Yeah, man.
That's pretty badass, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty sick for a while, and then traded it when I started my business, and you know, it's evolved. It's lived a life.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I bought it literally the year I graduated high school.
Sick. Sweet. Dude. Where's the audience? Can we get yeah. And you still got it?
Fuck yeah, man. That's a shout out to Chevy. Made a half quality woo product, woo. You know? Yeah.
Josh rocks the Chevy too.
Yeah. Big old my family has all Chevys right now. My daughter just joined the club. Me and my son both have Malibus. My wife has an Equinox, and my daughter has a Trailblazer, and then I've got a S10 and a Chevy Silverado Z71.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Chevys. I know
our other sponsor besides Milwaukee.
Yeah. I know that one of our listeners that does throw us in his speakers while he's traveling, doing what he loves to do, hauling that freight, as they say. He's a Ford man.
Hauling loads. All right. Well, Ford's good.
Yep. We still look. Well, no, I don't know what kind of. I'm not sure what kind of semi he's got. I know he's a big Ford guy. But it's kind of funny, I guess, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if he's a freight guy, like, you know, I'm just saying, Fords are good trucks. You know, I'm a raised a Chevy man.
Yep.
I had a Ford work truck, you know, it was a good truck. No problem with them, especially these new vehicles. We're just, you know, we're raised Chevy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Bloods and Crips, man. You know, I'm sorry, man. If I see a Ford guy, I'm going to fight him. And I'm sure your listener's a great guy, but if we ever see each other, it's just a Ford guy and a Chevy guy just drop their gloves and go fisticuffs, you know?
You know, he might be rolling through your town. You never know.
Well, I don't want to fight him, but I will if I have to afford the Chevy name, you know, to defend the Chevy name.
We shout out to Josh Smith. We love you, too.
Yeah, I'm just playing. I'm trying to fight my truck drivers, man. You guys are angry, man. Usually got strong hands and.
Right. Pipe wrenches. And shit.
Yeah. What else we got? What else do we got for current events or anything of that nature? What are we sitting at for a time?
Going on the world,
hour
man.
Four.
Did you guys watch? Have you talked about it? Did you guys watch any of the Tom Brady roast? I was watching part of that before I came out here to join you guys for a little bit.
Briefly. Watched it a little bit.
Did you hear any of the excerpts or people like throwing a fit about some of the raunchy jokes and making fun of his ex-wife while she was there in the attendance? Yeah. And,
yep. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, too, it is a roast of whoever selected or, you know, wanted to be a part of it. So
yeah, I was going to say, because apparently the people that get roasted, I recently found out, ask to be roasted. They don't, like, come to them and say, do you want to be roasted? They say, hey, can we put on a roast for me? That would be cool. And then, you know, Netflix is like, fuck yeah, Tom Brady, we'll do it. We'll get everybody together and, you know, we'll bash you.
I guess the only thing that I didn't really click with, so to speak, is a lot of the like the football players that were there. Like I have no idea what the hell they were talking about when they were like talking shit about, you know what I mean, the other players or whatever.
Right.
I guess I didn't the reference didn't make sense to me.
Right. Okay. Most of them so far I've got, but I haven't got all the way into it. I've read a bunch of the jokes on a story I did. That's why I wanted to watch it. Mm. But so far I'm just into the part where Belichick's just Gary come up there. So they haven't got very far in, but old Kevin Hart went pretty hardcore after. And that one bald dude that does all of the roasts, Jeff, whatever. He went pretty hardcore after Gronk and all those guys. So yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was like in and out, kind of.
Yeah, there was some like pretty funny ones about Gronk. About Gronk, like his parents thought he would just be a natural for football since he already was wearing a helmet, making a reference to him being special. And you know, they said they're one of my favorite jokes. It was actually like one of the best dad jokes. It would fit what we were talking about. Was they were in the L.A. Forum, and they said that's actually funny because that's exactly how Gronk says forum. He says 3-um, 4-um, 5-um, and was making fun of how he counted.
Right.
So.
Hell yeah.
What, speaking of comedy, did you check out the Cat Williams?
The newest stuff or what?
Yep, the live.
No, he's gotten a little too, I don't know. He's like that anti- I don't know. It's hard to explain. He's too some of it, he's good. He makes me laugh. Yeah, maybe. I don't even know if that's the word. Like, he's making his whole stance against famous people while he's continuing to try to get more famous.
I got
it. It's just, I don't know how to explain it. It's just one of those. Maybe right now he's just a little too hypocritical for me to give a damn about.
Oh, I gotcha. Fuck yeah. Well,
he is great, and his delivery is awesome, and he usually tears people up and he shreds them. And most of the stuff he said so far has pretty much been, you know, proved to be true, or I'm about proven, but you know, there's enough facts that back up most of the shit that he said.
I guess the coolest thing about that, did you see the shoes that he was wearing?
Was he wearing the Trumps?
No, dude, they were fucking almost exactly like mine, but they were like bedazzled. They were red Air Force ones.
Fuck yeah, dude. Dude, he does have some badass style. I mean, he does that. He's got that ultimate, you know, wannabe pimp, you know, or whatever style going on, man. And even if he's just wearing like an Adidas suit and shit, he's making it look, you know, he's got some badass shoes and that freaking fluffy hair going. And
yeah.
I loved him next Friday or whatever.
Right.
He was probably the best part of that movie.
Yeah, he's a little 5'5" pimp.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Coming
man,
in.
Man, what you talking about?
Well, son of a gun. Should we wrap this up? Do you want to lead us out, Josh, or what?
I can, yeah. Faux show.
Do you got anything else that you would like to talk about, Coach Casey?
No, thanks for inviting me again, man.
My phone is about ready to die, my man. For real.
Peace, y'all.
Oh, yeah, you're good. We need you to plug everything that you can, my man.
Middle of the Road podcast, for music lovers only podcast on Saturdays. And then, you know, my buddy does that Art Assault podcast. Listen to it, check it out, and keep listening to the Three Wheel Bicycle podcast, guys.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much.
Dude, we always appreciate you, my man.
Last minute. I appreciate you guys.
He came through. When I was sitting there thinking about it, when I text you, man, that's a rhyme, yo. I was like, I wonder if he's out in his studio right now.
I had not shut it all the way down since the earlier podcast. We left and went and had to drop some stuff off at the car place, went and got some dinner, and I was sitting in there watching some TV, so it was all still going pretty much.
Beautiful. Talk about perfect timing. I did tune in to the Art Assault podcast a little bit earlier when they first started.
Yeah.
That was actually the For Music Lovers, the one that you listened to earlier.
I thought Art Assault. Either or, we love them all. Hey, Casey, always appreciate you, my man.
Hell yeah, I appreciate you guys. Good talking to you guys.
Have a good night.
Later, man.
Peace.
As always, you're tuned in to the Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast. Spontaneous, asbaratic. Is that even a word?
I think so.
We hope that you laughed, learned something. Coach Casey, we appreciate your last minute phone call. We're out of here. Be sure to tip your waitress.